Yet, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are live. No intro. No need for an intro because we are going to get into this. Roger Nobrega, the head of NDB Media, is in the chat room. DDP is here as well. I mean, man, this is going to be great. Well, I hope so. Because I don't understand this. Roger, I'll need you to type away to figure this out. I hope that this year's anniversary show goes all the way through because for some reason, Roger, I'm looking at it at the switchboard right now. 3 minutes. Time this thing for 3 minutes. I uploaded the entire file. Oh, well. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I don't know why it's only set for 3 minutes. Does not make sense. So the entire file, I've timed it. It should take just about 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah, sometimes it reads wrong. You know how Blog Talk Radio is, as what Roger referred to a couple weeks ago on Sports Talk with the Guys. These idiots. Idiots, I tell you. Idiots. But no, one last final warning before we get started. It happens every year. I don't know why. Please, please. This is the only time of year, ladies and gentlemen, only time of year, fans, when you are not allowed to call in. The one time of the year where fans of the show are not allowed to call in, that's because this is a pre-taped show. It's already been set. I hope you're already getting into it because Craig Brooks is listening live. Oh, man. Welcome, guest 5024, into the chat room. I know everybody's going to be set for this. I invited all of Blog Talk Radio here. I invited everybody that's been with me for the last 7 years. Get ready because you might hear your own name. You might hear me talk about you a little bit during this pre-taped anniversary show. So here we go. Let's get the party started. I've got my root beer here. I've got plenty of pizza here. I wish I could share with you all, but you know how that is. There's no way to transmit it through the internet. So, yeah, just sit back and relax. Enjoy the party. Eddie is in the chat room, a friend of Matt Broderick, I'm sure. Hey, all of Chi-Town is involved with this too, Eddie. You should inform the guys. Call Corey up. Tell them to get on their computers. Let's get into this right now. I'll talk to you guys after.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the 7th year anniversary special of the Sports Opinion Show. I'm excited to get into this with you. I can't believe now it's officially been 7 years. 7 long years of Blog Talk Radio, internet radio fun. It has been a blast and it will continue to be a blast. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this. You're not going to want to miss any of this anniversary special. I mean, everybody that's not officially part of the show, but at the same time, they are part of the show because you are what makes the show. I mean, hey, if it was just, I mean, well, it is always me talking by myself, but that's okay, you know. Once in a while, I get Eric Williams to call in, other people will join in to make it an actual conversation. But everybody else in the chat room, you guys are the lifeblood of it. You bring more than I do to the show each and every week. And I mean that sincerely. I mean that. So I hope you're ready for this. Let's not waste any more time and find out what really took place on the show in the last year.
Well, thanks for being here. First of all, certainly, as you can understand, it's a very tragic time, a very difficult time here with the loss of Nick. First and foremost, our thoughts and prayers are with his family. That's the most important thing. Got to spend quite a bit of time with him yesterday, and it's obviously a very difficult time, as we can all imagine. And so we're just praying for him and his mother and his aunts and uncles, grandparents, sisters, and brothers. So our players are dealing with it, each in their own way, and we think that's the right way to do it. I think the important thing is that they're together. They're there to support each other. This is a very close team, as everyone knows. They care desperately about each other. And Nick was a young man that had a tremendous influence in our locker room. And while he only played a few plays on the field in his career at UCLA, Nick...
Stop.
Hey, shut up. Disrespect to some people is unbelievable to me. Just unbelievable. Don't tell me to go on. I'll go when I'm ready to go on. Why don't you take your butt out of here? If you're going to be disrespectful.
I apologize. I didn't mean to.
Well, you were.
Sorry.
Oh my god, now who remembers this? This is from our 9/13/2013 episode. I mean, I can't begin to tell you what that was like. Playing that audio clip and revealing to all of you what the real case scenario was behind the Jim Moore walking out press conference. And there was this air of uncertainty in that press conference when the whole thing happened with the TV technician answering his damn phone while the press conference is going on, mind you, and it became something diabolical that, you know, other media personnel were like, hey, you're at a press conference. I mean, you can even hear. I'm sure you heard that girl and another gentleman, a younger guy, going, hey, shh, hey, quiet. Jim Moore is talking. But he didn't listen. He kept going on and on. And, well, you heard Jim Moore finally rant out. And he just let loose on his anger. And he took all his anger and frustration that he was feeling over the death of a player. All the anger got frustrated and pointed at a TV technician. Let this be a lesson to all media personnel. Don't ever, ever answer your phone. I probably would advise you not to answer the phone in a Jim Moore press conference ever again. But don't ever, ever answer your phone. Maybe with Judge Judy. God knows how mad she'll get.
We're going to bring on Mr. Kevin. Might have some few words to say here. Kevin, how
this
you doing?
This is Mr. Kevin. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was just, and I'm in agreement with you on a lot of this stuff. I just tuned in to your show, but I love the topic and I love the idea. My show on Blog Talk Radio is called Truth on Tap, and I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just telling you that we come from an angle that is not sugarcoated. When it comes to firing of coaches or anybody else and any of the staff, as you come down from the owner down to the water boy, a lot of that is quite symbolic in nature.
Wow. Just wow. That was awesome. Having Kevin from the Truth on Tap show call into the show and talk sports with me and everything else. And, you know, you heard him mention that, you know, he doesn't want to sell anything to my audience. But, you know, that's what we do. We help each other out on Blog Talk Radio to get other people that may have an interest in other shows. Of course, his show, he talked about at the end of his discussion with me about sports and everything. You remember he mentioned the fact that, hey, you know, my show is about politics and about the world around us and things like that, superficial stuff. And so, you know, but it's great. Kevin, you have a great calling for sports. You should transition over to that. No, just kidding.
Mr. Coffee sounds like he knows a lot about hockey there. This Kovalchuk guy, I don't know. I think he would have been an awesome player, but you never know. When you get a young player that shows all kinds of promise, I'm thinking of people like RG3, of all kinds of talent, but you look at him and you go, are they big enough?
Why don't we just have Taz have the temerity to say, thanks to Eric Bischoff, who told him to say this on the air, I hope Anderson learned his lesson. That's what you get, boy. That's what you get. What, are they trying to make Taz a Texans now? Taz isn't even from Texas. Why are you trying to give him that Texas accent? Makes no damn sense. Matt Broderick said 60 Carter should fire Hogan and Bischoff. She should bring in a couple of homeless men to help out the show. They would probably be better than Hogan and Bischoff anyway.
Oh yeah, our September 13th Beat Fire show was an awesome, awesome topic. Man, that was great by Matt Broderick. Coffee, you both just got famous. Again, in only the first half of this anniversary show. I can't believe it. You guys are all awesome anyway. That's why you're all famous. Because I think highly of you. And you value the show. You're a value to the show, I should say. Who else is going to get mentioned next? Get ready as we head into, you know, the next part of this anniversary show. And by the way, just for kicks, check this out. From our September 13th show that you just heard, it's great because, you know, we have the Jim Mora audio clip. 84 live listeners. This is all you guys now. 114 downloads on just this show alone. Wow. That was great. Great work, guys. Keep it up. You guys are the best of the best.
Nobody, especially Vince McMahon, tells Stone Cold Steve Austin what to do, and that's the bottom line.
Well, we can either do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way, Mr. Austin. Not going to be your decision. Family.
Well, that sounds like an important decision, the easy way or the hard way. And if I'm going to be able to be forced to make a decision here tonight, I'd like your definition of what the easy way and what the hard way is. What is your definition of that?
It's real simple. The easy way is to learn to be flexible, to learn to adapt, Mr. Austin. And if you'd bear with me for just a moment, please. Mr. Austin, adaptation is a key of life as well as in business. That's the easy way, quite frankly, the hard way. You're going to wind up doing it my way anyhow. You'll be forced into doing it my way, so that's the hard way. And we don't even need to discuss that. Wow.
Like I said, that's an extremely important decision in my book. For yours and my relationship, can I have maybe 10 seconds to think about this decision?
By all means.
Oh! Oh! Here again, Stone Cold!
what you've just seen. What you've seen is how to do things the hard way.
Okay, now who can forget this show? This is from our 10/25/2013 show, talking about doing things the easy way or the hard way. I prefer doing things the hard way. And, you know, things had happened on the show. I mean, I didn't have the audio clip that you just heard. I wasn't able to do it until a week later because you guys said, well, can we do a part two to this? So I did. I went ahead and we did a part two of the easy way or the hard way. But going back to the 10/25 show, man, I didn't expect phone calls to be made to the show about Eric Williams and former co-host AJ Stahl.
Apparently we have AJ and Eric together on the phone line right now.
Nothing much. All right, chilling.
What's going on?
Matt, can I ask you a question?
You may do so.
Okay. Well, before I get to my question with you, I'd like to acknowledge Stephen Lee Chairman. Hello, Chairman. Hello, everybody. Once again, this week I grace you with my appearance. No, I am not here to disrupt the order. I'm sorry. I feel offended because somebody that I'm very good friends with called me an idiot and didn't think I would see it. I'm not angry, Cheryl, but I'll address that with that person later on. As far as your show is concerned, Matt, I appreciate it if you'd have answered the phone a lot earlier. But I do understand. Your show takes its time. First off, I'd like to apologize for last week. Even though you knew what happened and what was going on,
yes,
I'd like to take the time to apologize. Because seeing as though we can't gracefully do a work on your show, there will be no more work done by the Radicals, the Air Force, anymore. No more.
The Radicals?
Yes, the Radicals. We are the Radicals. Seeing as though that somebody in your chat room felt disrespected by our actions, I'm not saying any names, but I was told who it was. We will not be doing any more work on your show. Since you approved it and everything had happened the way it did, that's going to be it. As far as, you know, everything else is concerned, we're done. The Radicals are finished here. You will catch us another show at another time doing more things that are better than this. Other than that, we're finished.
See what I meant? Now you see what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. AJ and Eric Williams had called in to apologize to the previous week before about everything that happened, because the week before, well, actually a few weeks leading up to all of this, I had approved, yes, I will be honest and say that I agreed to it. It was an idea that we came up with to try and cause collusion of, you know, just, you know, kind of what you see on TV, dramatic and a whole staple of our own storyline, to try and create, you know, basically the thing of the show, to create that intelligibility, that over-the-topness, that unpredictability. But some of you, I guess, were less than thrilled that this had happened and that this had taken place, and trying to create something between Eric Williams versus AJ Stahl, and it just didn't work. It didn't get over at all. At least from the response that I got, how badly that people kept leaving the chat room week after week, and so I had to talk to them off the air, you know, through phone lines, through email communication, stuff like that, and say, we've got to complete it. We've got to put a stop to this. I didn't know that they were going to call in that day about this whole thing. I mean, talking about the easy way or the hard way, that wasn't easy at all. I mean, I was like, I'm thinking the whole time AJ was talking about how they're done and they're going to do this stuff on other shows that they have. They have Eric Lindsay's own show. I think AJ, I don't know if you still have your actual show. I don't remember if you do or not. But, I was thinking the whole time AJ was talking about how they're done and that, him and Eric Williams have taken on the moniker of being the radicals, so to speak. Who remembers that group from WWE back in the day there? But I was like, the whole time he's talking, I'm going, I can't believe that this happened. I mean, sure, I understand it, and I know that, wanted to make people happy. I just thought that this would, we thought that this would make people happy, but the more and more of you every week leading up to this has kept leaving the chat room, and there was only just DDP in the chat room by himself, and nobody was listening, and so it just didn't.
So you're listening to the Sports Opinion Show here on NDB Media. Sonny Clark filling in for Matthew Alvarez, who is doing, doing a camping thing.
Yes. Who can forget Sonny Clark taking over the show? This is from our 11/8/2013 show. Wow, it was awesome. It was awesome. It's always a pleasure to have Sonny Clark take over the show for me. Even though he constantly, with all due respect, Sonny Clark. No, this was not another one of those camping trips. No, see, what had happened was things had been going on with me personally about reuniting with family members that I'd never met before down in Bakersfield, California. So I, of course, my sister had said, I'll give you gas money if you pick us up in San Jose, and from there we'll go to Bakersfield and we'll meet all this family. And they started planning all these activities that they were going to do, and we were going to be there until Monday. So I'm like, well, Monday's a holiday and I'm not working anymore, so what the hell? Why not? So I ended up telling Roger 2 weeks beforehand, hey, we're going to go down and we're going to go to Bakersfield and we're going to have a whole bunch of family reunion fun with family that we had never met before. Well, my other two brothers, one brother, he's all the way in Scotland, so he's not going to be able to join us. The other brother, kind of not at best terms with my oldest sister, so I'm like, well, okay, it's just me, her, and the kids. And I wish he knew how to drive, because, man, it was very hard on me to be the only driver driving from here to San Jose and then straight to Bakersfield on the same day. Of course, I followed my uncle, who lives in San Jose, so he lived close by my sister, so I'm like, hey, why not? So, yeah, it was not a camping trip. It was a little break, It was a family reunion with family we had never met before, I had never met before, and now it's great. Now I even know about a bigger family lineage that my mother never had a chance to tell me about, so it was great. Cool. Sonny Clark, you are, without a shadow of a doubt, the hardest working man in sports radio. Man, that was a great show. I heard the whole thing. I can't believe you just keep it going, just like I do. We're kind of like twins, almost.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't begin to tell you how good it feels after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, we're always, always full. I have a whole nother, I don't know about you, or I don't even know about you, DDP, but I've got a whole nother full plate, another big plate to eat later tonight for myself. As I told you earlier, with that whole technical difficulty took place earlier on the show, but my grandma always makes the best food, and so I appreciate that. So I'm going to be I'm going to be giving more thanks. I'm thankful for all of you. Thank you, DDP. Thank you, Matt Broderick. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm very thankful for all of you enjoying this show all the time, all the shows. Eric Williams for always helping me out on the show. And a very, very, very special thank you to my friends at the group. Craig, by the way, is not, he's not at McDonald's, he's not at the library. And you say, where the hell is he listening to the show from? Well, the leader of the group, Craig Brooks, sadly had to work today. So he said that he will listen to the show later tonight when he gets home. He'll be enjoying it. Craig, get your snacks on. Well, actually, he'll be eating dinner. So thank all of you. You guys are all awesome, awesome, awesome.
Who can forget this? This, of course, was from our 11/29/2013 special Thanksgiving edition episode. DDP, you got mentioned. You're famous now on the show, on the anniversary show, that is. Craig Brooks, you got mentioned as well. And I was truly mesmerized by the people in the chat room and everybody just being, you know, even while the show was going on, I remember some of you were expressing your gratitude about what you were thankful for, and I don't know why I never actually acknowledged that live on the air during that show, and I apologize, I should have. Well, this could be a very apologetic anniversary show, because this is the second time I've had to apologize. Wow, I don't know, but it was a great show. Thanksgiving, always being thankful for everything, and especially thank you for, like I say every year, it's a pleasure to be able to do shows on internet radio for all of you. You're a mean
one. And at first I thought, well, my first pay-per-view ever, I've never actually seen one of these programs. So I'm like, well, I know that they're $15, so I'll buy one. So I buy a program, and it's nothing. I'm surprised Coffee isn't here in the chat room, although he might be, and Mark Talkmator might be acting stupid. I'll check that in a minute. But if Coffee is here or not, it's like this. I'm sure some of you, if this was the old Lock Talk Radio website, I would ask you all to raise your hands in the chat room. However, they took that feature away. You can no longer do that.
Yes. Now, Coffee is next to be famous on the list for the anniversary show. Yes. I tell you, it was awesome. This, of course, right there on the crisp of the holiday season. This is from our 12/13/2013, one of our many Christmas edition shows that we did. And of course, this one was promptly titled, The Grinch Is Coming. You know, because everything had fallen apart with WWE and TNA during this time. This was also around the same time that you all remember that I had promptly predicted that within a year, maybe, that TNA would be out of business. It's not even a year yet, and look what's already happened, right? I mean, so many things took place on all of our Christmas shows, but this one here was my absolute favorite doing, because it was just so awesome to do, so awesome.
But if I was to ask you to raise your hands and say, how many of you bought the stupid Primus strategy guide for video game consoles? Because they tell you, and it's false advertisement, by the way, but they tell you, buy the book. Buy the book. If you buy this video game book, you will no longer have problems or difficulty passing a certain level in a video game, because we have all the answers right here in this book. All you have to do is buy the book, for $19.95 or less in retail stores. And now look, Prime and Strategy Guide games, their books are not selling, period. And over the years, they've declined and even brought down the prices. I mean, hell, I was at Walmart on just this week, on Tuesday. I was at Walmart and I saw one there. They want $9 for it. Because these strategy guides don't really help you.
Yes, just as I said before, the 12/13/2013 was my favorite Christmas edition episode to do for you guys, and it was great. It was awesome. I, you know, personally, my favorite time of year is summertime because, you know, you get to relax and you get to enjoy the sunshine, whereas in wintertime, you don't really get to do that. But I love everything about Christmas because Christmas, hey, is everything. You know, all the I love the smell of Christmas trees. I love the designs, the decorations. But, you know, this was also the same episode where I almost predicted that TNA would be out of business within a year. And it's not even a year yet. And look what's already happened. I can't believe it. I absolutely cannot believe that they've gotten themselves into this kind of trouble. I mean, hey, you know, other things have taken place on this show, too, on all of our Christmas shows, that I just can't believe had actually taken place. Like, that's why I say Christmas is my favorite time of year, because everyone is always so nice around the holidays. I don't know why it's not like that 24-7. It just doesn't make sense to me, personally, but that's just the way the world works, I guess. And, you know, hey, like, I love saying it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
But then I went back to my homepage and found this. Check this out. The Cleveland Indians have just decided, breaking news now, ladies and gentlemen, to demote and get rid of the Chief Wahoo logo forever.
Wow.
How's that for baseball shenanigans?
Yeah, that's pretty
Eddie,
much baseball shenanigans.
Eddie, you can tell Matt Broderick about this. I know he loves baseball, too, as well as football. But, yeah, they've... Chief Wahoo, the smiling symbol of the Cleveland Indians since the 1940s, was beloved by many but deemed to be an actual racist pitcher by others, and being replaced as a primary logo. Thanks to uniform expert Paul Logan, who reported Wednesday that the team will instead emphasize their new logo, which will simply be a C. The C will, of course, stand for Cleveland.
Now, this, of course, was from our 110-2014 show. I mean, hey, can you believe it that, you know, the Cleveland Indians actually wanted to change their name? This was also the same show where we had talked about the fact of WWE, they wanted to inquire about their own thing, about using your content and owning the rights to your videos, to everything that you post on Facebook and YouTube. And it's like, well, wait a minute, they can't actually do that. They said that they would sue you for uploading your own content. You know, like if you were to take a personal made video at one of their shows and go, oh, well, this is Matt, and I'm here at the Oakland Coliseum, or whatever Coliseum or arena you're at. They wanted to take that video and own the rights to it. Pretty stupid, wouldn't you say? But that's not the only thing that happened on the 110-2014 show. Oh, no.
WWE costs more than Netflix coffee pit. Yeah, that's true. That's true, coffee. Eddie said in the chat room, but if you cancel it, you have to pay all of your cancellation fees for $60. See what I mean? Thank you, Eddie, for that. Thank you, Eddie. It's awesome to have a friend of Matt Broderick here. Matt Broderick told him about the show, and hope you're enjoying it. Hope all of you are enjoying it, wherever you are. Thank you.
See? Matt Broderick, you can let Eddie know that Eddie, in only your first show ever, your only show, you got famous. You are part of this, man. You are awesome. I thank you for being in the chat room that day. It was awesome of Eddie, a friend of Matt Broderick, to actually join us. All of Matt Broderick's friends have joined us, and they've all actually, I think one time for a show in 2011 or 2012, they had all actually gathered. I think they said they were going to try and have a breakdown on that Sunday of one of the pay-per-views that I was doing, and we wanted to talk about it beforehand. They wanted to hear about what would take place. And yeah, Matt Broderick, he's an awesome guy. That's because everybody named Matt, we're all awesome. Right, Matt Broderick? Matt knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, it was a great show.
On behalf of all my friends at the group, we'd like to say happy birthday to Mark Hayden. Happy birthday.
Well, I tell you right now, not going to talk to me next week before Monday, so got to wish the one and only, your co-host, a happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy early birthday, Eric Williams.
Well, I think you got to sing to me. I think I would like a singing from Matt Alvarez. And this time, I will not be singing. So, Matt, please go ahead and sing for me.
So, I, of course, yeah, you can't sing, of course, because it's your
birthday.
You sing to
yourself. You have to sing to me on the show, in living color. So, on the count of three.
In living color.
One, two, three.
You still watch reruns of that show?
You will be singing happy birthday to me, or this show will be like your segment that this week, and it will be non-existent, okay? So on the count of three, you better have your singing voice ready and sing to me, all right? Because like I said, I have a lot of power in this world. A lot of power. So on the count of three, I would like to hear, from, you know, not even from me, but for your friend over at the group, I would like to hear a solo from Matt Alvarez singing happy birthday. So on the count of three, are you ready, Matt?
As ready as I'll ever be, I am ready.
All right, ready. One, two.
Happy birthday
three.
To you. I jumped it, I know. Happy birthday.
All right, well, rerun. Restarted from the beginning. It wasn't good enough. All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Eric Williams. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Okay, so of course you heard audio clips and stuff like that from the 1-10-2014 New Year's Sports Party Show. Now this last audio clip is from our 1-17-2014 show where Eric Williams had told the world that it was his birthday, and he forced me, against my will, to sing happy birthday to him, and I apologize to a member of the group that I was, I don't know why I didn't include her, that person, in the singing process of happy birthday, but then again, I wasn't prepared to sing. I did, he just said do it, and I mean, he mentioned, you know, why don't you mention, you know, sing for your friend at the group. And I don't know what I was thinking, why I blanked that out. My mind just goes 100 miles an hour. Actually, 120 miles an hour, if you can believe that. That is the truth. But that was a weird segment right there with him making me do that. Yes, forcing me to do that.
Eric, are you back on the line with us?
No, Matt. This is Matt. This is Matt Alvarez Jr. You know, I was told to call in this show, you know, and, you know, talk about my life. I was told by Eric Williams, Matt, I want to tell you something right now. You don't know me. You haven't met me. But, Matt, I'm your son. Classic moment here on the First Opinion Show.
Okay, so I know what you're thinking, right? How did this happen? Well, this is still the 1-17-2014 show where he calls back into the show because everybody has caller ID, and of course Blog Talk Radio also has caller ID. So we, as whoever's broadcasting the show, the lead host, which in the case is me, we know who's calling in. And we even have the option of screening your calls if we would like to do that to figure out if you're real or a stupid robot or a damn answer machine. So we already know that. So I knew it was Eric calling in, but I wasn't ready for him to do all this stuff and go, well, you know, you don't know, man. He did the whole illegitimate child thing. What is this, Eric? What is this? WWE Fun and Games for you? Are you really a fan of WWE or not? I'm not too sure about that, but that was Eric Williams' deal. Like he said, that was a strange segment, one of the strangest shows that I have ever done with Eric Williams.
How about go away? Go away.
Go away. Go away.
It doesn't last long, does it?
No, it doesn't. There's not a lot of determination to that chant.
Okay, now I know you remember this. This audio clip is from our February 14th, 2014 episode where we promptly titled it Nothing Good to Say. And if you don't have anything good to say, shut the hell up, because that's what happened when I leaked this audio clip that had happened that previous week on that Monday of Monday Night Raw, 30 minutes before the show, and how they were, WWE was trying to say, well, you can't chant CM Punk, you can't chant this, and I'm going, my whole thing about that show was, people can say whatever they would like to say. We're the ones paying you our hard-earned money to come to your show, your event. It's like these new WWE commercials that have been seen, you know, over the last week or so. They showed up around my birthday in March, but, you know, I've been seeing them recently, and it's like Daniel Bryan comes out, and all of a sudden, there's nobody there. That's what it would be like if they didn't let us chant and use our expressions and our passion freely. Words are right of freedom. This is infringing on our freedom of speech. That's what we felt about that show. I know you guys really enjoyed that. That I got a hold of that audio clip, huh?
What do you think about Paige, though, the 21-year-old women champion?
Man, honestly, like, what do we know about Paige? Like, no one's told us anything about Paige. Like, we don't know that. I mean, they've given us no background on her. We don't know anything about Paige. Like, why is she in the WWE? Like, I mean, what does she do? I mean, where does she come from? Like, how does she start in wrestling? Like, give us some background on her or something, you know?
I know. They just, like, threw her on NXT, and she was only there for, like, 4 weeks, a month and a half, if that, and then all of a sudden now she's on the main roster competing on Raw. And I remember the first time that she did the whole angle with AJ Lee, and then she beats her for the women's title on Raw. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it just came out of nowhere. And she's been on the main roster, you know, like, I mean, since WrestleMania. I mean, you know, like, what do we know about her? Nothing. We know nothing about her at all. Like, she's been the champion for, like, what, 2 months now? And we still know nothing. Like, they haven't told us anything about her. All we know is her name's Paige, and she has an accent. And that's about it. We don't know anything about her. I mean, we don't know exactly where she's from, or, you know, why is she in the WWE? Why does she wrestle the style that she wrestles? Why is she so pale? We don't know anything.
Yeah,
you gotta market these people right. You gotta market them right. I mean, give us some background on them. Like, I mean, still, like, I'm still wondering about Kofi Kingston. Like, I mean, is he Jamaican? Is he African American? I don't know, because they've never told us.
Okay, so this is from our 6/20/2014 show, when the Alan Martin came on the show, and we had a great time, especially with this part where he talked about Paige. I mean, that's some pretty in-depth and heavy questions from the one and only Alan Martin. But it won't be the only time in 2014 that Alan Martin appeared on the show.
Yeah, there would probably be a riot here in Houston if they weren't allowed to tailgate anymore. I mean, the Texans have been, they've been nominated for, like, the number one tailgating for, like, you know, a few years here. Out of any of the teams in the NFL, like, Houston, Texans have been nominated, like, the number one tailgating. I mean, we Texans here, that this, you know, they tailgate their ass off here, man. I mean, you know, they play beer pong, beanbag toss. I mean, they cook, you know, steak, brisket, salt. I mean, any kind of food you can think of, they're cooking it here before the football game. And, I mean, people, they start early, man. I mean, 6, 7 in the morning, man, all the way up until kickoff. You know, if kickoff at noon here, then, I mean, the people are, you know, they're there at 6 in the morning cooking, drinking beer, drinking liquor, playing beer pong early in the morning, just having a ball, man, just, you know, getting just drunk out of their mind, just completely bombed, just, you know, just complete mess walking inside the stadium for the football game. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know what they say, Alan Martin, that the early bird gets the worm. I mean, if you want the best seats and all that, you got to get up early and just go do it, you know?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So you see how Alan Martin came back on the show again, just like he did. Because if you remember back on the 6/20/2014 show, he publicly agreed on the show and said, I think I should come back in a few weeks. How about the 4th of July show? I said, sure, you know, why don't you come back on? And, you know, that whole thing about the tailgating parties and how they're still allowed to do it in Houston, Texas, where he's at. I mean, hey, it's great. It's always a pleasure, a real pleasure, to work with the Alan Martin and have him on the show, because he's just so smart. He's just one of those guys that understands the logic about sports, and he understands the business and the aspects of the writing and other things that I always talk about with wrestling. So you put those two together, and, well, you've got me, of course, and Alan Martin. So, Alan, thank you for coming back on the 4th of July edition. What a 4th of July show that was. Awesome.
Hello, Matt. My name is Joe Verget. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I am a first-time listener, and of course that would mean I'm a first-time caller. We've spoken a little bit through Facebook, not as much as I would like, and normally we're both kind of the sports guys out there, I've noticed. I couldn't help but hear over the Johnson news. I haven't heard about that yet, but I'm not surprised about it.
Now, this was the very first time that Joe Burgett, I think I said it right, Joe, had actually called into the show, and he was very, very calming to talk to, very cool and collective when it came to sports. But since his forte, as you heard on the 7/11/2014 show, it's more of his forte, he really got into the wrestling on the next half of that show.
I think the only way that Seth cashes in anytime before next year would be if Lesnar goes rogue, for example, where Triple H sees him as not an asset, but someone who's kind of against the company, to where he's in it for himself, which totally makes sense for a guy like Lesnar. And the best thing they could do is go out there and beat the crap out of him and then have Rollins cash in, which would write Lesnar off TV for a bit, and he can come back and win the title again, or they simply could just do what they wanted to do with it. Who knows what happens then, but
right.
I do think that's the best way to get Lesnar off of the title is for him to get cashed in on, which would be unique because a guy like Lesnar doesn't seem to be the type of guy that would be beaten by a cash-in, but they're going to want to give the title to Rollins whenever he gets the chance, so a great guy would be to do that with if, in fact, they decide to give the title to Lesnar in the first place.
Yes. See how smart Joe Burgett is. I mean, man, we were talking regular sports and everything, but when it came to wrestling, oh man, Joe, he took off. He was gone. It's like he transformed and just took off with the wrestling. So it was great. And then during commercial break, you know, I had asked him, you know, via, you know, Facebook. I said, would you like to come back on the show to do an actual interview? And he's like, oh yeah, my God, I would love to do that. This will be awesome. Let's do it. So yeah, we went ahead and we did it.
That I've been a writer for years now, mostly online. Never had much published in books. At least to my knowledge, there hasn't been a lot published in books for me. I have been told some references of mine have been, but I have no idea if that is factual or not, nor have I read the book that they have referenced. So, little things I get kind of antsy about, but mainly online writing is what I've been doing for years about various sports and entertainment. So, probably written for about 15 websites, some you may heard of, some you may never hear of. All to kind of build myself up to where I am now. So it's been kind of a fun experience, and now I get paid to do what I like to do for a living. And I make very good money doing it, so I can't be really too upset about where I'm at.
And there it is, the interview with Joe Brigette from our 7/25/2014 show. I mean, this was a blast doing these summer shows, and it was awesome, very awesome to have Joe Brigette on the show. And who knows, he might call in from time to time. Joe, you're welcome to call in anytime, as long as it's on a Friday. I was about to say any day, but that doesn't fly. It doesn't work that way. But now, I've saved the best clips for last. Yeah, I'm getting real sick and tired of this. Just wait. You'll hear what the audio clips are about right now.
I think it's just funny, but that's okay. Glass house, baby. Just remember, you live in a glass house, pal. The number is 347-637-2306. Matt, let's have some details on your anniversary show. I'm looking forward to it. So, folks, we've already gone over quite a bit of bait.
I have details on the show.
I'm sorry, what?
I have details on Matt Alvarez's show.
Oh, you do? You do?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an anniversary show.
Well, alrighty then. Yeah, great. I'm sure Matt will share the details with us. So, there
can
it
I play
is, folks.
Can I call into the show and play Barney?
No, you shouldn't do that. Not for the anniversary show. You should not officially go in under the NDB Media name and play Barney officially. It's just inappropriate for us to officially do that, because it's just not right, Big Dog, for us to officially go in there and do that. So you shouldn't do it officially, Big Dog.
So since he's known as Barney Lover 29, if Barney Lover 30 or 31 shows up in the chat room, I guess it would be okay, huh?
He just told you to shut up, dude.
From a legal standpoint, we cannot authorize you to sign in under guest number 5061 and play the Barney theme song. It is not allowed.
Amen. Amen, I say to you. There you go. There was a biblical touch for all of you folks out there, though.
I told you I had something in store. Big Dog, this is for you. You keep messing with me, man. You keep bringing up Barney. And this is the anniversary show. How are you going to be able to call in? That's why I'm trying to draw this out. Hopefully this goes well into overtime. That means if it goes into deep overtime, you'll have no time to call in. Of course, there's always Fridays, if he actually ever gets a Friday off. Roger, can you please do me a personal favor? Private message me Big Dog number. That way, I'll know it's him when he calls in. You rat bastard. And there's more where that came from on this next clip. By the way, I almost forgot. That was from their 7/26/2014 show from just a few, 2 weeks ago. See how sneaky I am? I almost forgot those details.
Ooh, was he right, Matt Alvarez? Was he right? Because Coffee says in 1983 nothing happened other than the Oakland A's got another fast. Matt, that is a cheap shot from one of your listeners. He's not an Oakland A fan. He's a Giant fan. That was good, Coffee. Oh, that was good.
These last audio clips here, this is from their 8/9/2014, just recently from one of their recent shows. Coffee, it's okay, Roger. Coffee knows damn well, that I am a Giant fan, not a stupid, low-life, pathetic, green-ass Oakland A's fan. I am a true orange and black, and I bleed orange and black for the Giants, and I always have, and I always will. You got that coffee. You got that. You keep doing this crap, and I'm going to keep bashing you on every anniversary show when I get the chance. And you know that's the truth. The truth from Matt Alvarez.
He started on the air when he was 7 years old. So he was about 14 now.
Here we go.
So now, when is his anniversary show?
You stink on that one. I'm not going to get him alone.
Is his show?
Enough, Matt.
Is his show in the evening or is it in the afternoon?
More to say, I'm loyal.
I don't know, Matt. What time is going to be? What time will your show? Because if it's in the evening, you got to get permission. You know, stay up late. Because I don't want to school night, so you know.
Hey,
you know what's funny about this, guys? Seriously, if anyone started making fun of Matt, it was actually me.
It was me.
But I get all the shit for it. All these one-liners came from the scorekeeper because I remember the first time it started. And it was at the very end of the program. And it was, I want to thank everyone that's joining us. Of course, the big dog, everyone else has called in. Everyone has been spending time in the chat room. And I looked at the clock. We're down like 10 seconds. And they said, and most importantly, I want to thank Matt Alvarez's mom for allowing Matt to come and play with us in the morning. And that's where it started.
That's wrong.
Oh, my God. Matt slipped out of the chat room. Matt doesn't use the swear words in the chat, but he did that day. He didn't say it now. He just looked up.
I don't know, but I think he says that's okay.
Because he knows. But everyone else picks on it. Hey, I never played Barney for you, though, dude.
So that was...
No, that was you.
No, not originally. Yes,
but then Tim brought Barney in, I think.
Tim called in and played Barney while we were live.
And then we got from there.
That was bad. That was bad.
That's wrong. That's a wrong dude right there.
How good of a man Matt Alvarez is that he still takes it.
Oh, it's very wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Big dog. What? What is this with you? Sure, everybody knows that Tim was the one that started the whole Barney crap. But you just, what? You had to pick up where Tim left off? Is that how you do things? That's how you do things. I know that's how you do things. Yeah. You picked up where Tim left off. That's what you do for people, right? You pick up all their crap everywhere, every time they drop it. You pick up all their crap that they leave behind, and you pick up where they left off. Because, you know, that's just the way you do things. So, you know, forget it. You suck, dude. You really, really suck. Okay, now. Ladies and gentlemen, as we come to a close, thank you all for being a part of this journey today on the show. As we had a look back at everything that went down, I'd like to thank all of you. I thank everybody, you know, that I get to work with once in a while, you know, like when Sonny Clark takes over the show. I think I'm going to start having Sonny Clark take over the show more often, or other people, you know, can step in. You know, once in a while. I just had a wild idea about somebody that was recently interviewed. Wonder if he can handle it by himself one day. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But seriously, everybody, as we come to a close, thank all of you. I thank everybody that I work with NDB Media once in a while. Not. It's rare that I'm actually working with them because it's only Sonny Clark that takes over every year. But one of these days, we'll make some changes. I'm going to control Evil Empire Roger. Not just kidding. But man, this has been awesome. I can't believe it now. 7 years in the making. You guys are all awesome. All the fans. Everybody that listens and joins. Everybody that downloads. And just everything about it. I've never met people so... still cool. You're all very cool. Except the big dog. He's not cool anymore. He sucks now. You heard me say that. So. Take care, everybody. Thank you for joining me. This is Matt Alvarez, signing off from the Anniversary Show. All that I ever was is here in your place.
if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Had to install one whole hour of that. Just one whole hour. Yeah. You know, 1 hour of all those audio clips from the last year. And man, that was great. Well, I'm the one that can say it's great because I'm the one that put it together. I don't know what everybody else thought about that. And right now I'm going to go in and bring on the man in charge of NDB Media himself, rarely calling in, Roger Nobrega. How you doing, man?
How are you doing? Congratulations. Happy anniversary, dude. What a big day. 7 years, man.
Yeah, I can't believe it. 7 years in the making. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought, Matt? You have seniority on most of us on Blog Talk Radio. You've been doing it since 2007, and it's been great. I think you were off air just for 1 month, right? And that was February after the 30-day trial period was over. And I remember asking, hey, Matt, what's the deal? What's going on? And you told us, what was going on. I said, hey, why don't you come on over to our channel? And it just took a few days. And the first Friday in March, you were back on air. And it was absolutely awesome, Matt. I got to tell you, listening to your programs, it's a lot of fun. You really know what you're doing. You are a super huge fan of the sport. Your commentary is one of a kind. And you really can, you can dish it as well as take it, Matt. And that is cool, buddy. It really is.
Thank you, Roger. That means a lot coming from you.
Well, yeah, you know, it does. It's a lot of fun listening to you. I tell you, I get people asking about you from time to time, and every time it's been someone, I've sent you a message, and they like what you do, Matt, and everyone calls in because they want to spend time with you. But I did hear you did. I did hear that you said that Sonny Clark is the only one that covers for you. I heard you loud and clear.
Yeah. That would be nice to try and start doing that and see how that worked out.
Well, Sonny has always done yeoman work to cover the few times you've been out. And I got to tell you, I was talking to Big Dog. I was hoping he'd call in. But I guess he's actually traveling to Utah right now. That's why he actually can't talk on the phone, because it's too loud in the background. And he just can't hear very well. He's somewhere up there in Mormon country. Long way away, man.
Yeah, long way away. Wow. Dang, man.
7 years, Matt. 7 years, man. Wow.
Yeah, seven long, long years. I can't believe it. That's amazing to me. I'm like, wow.
It really is, and your anniversary is today, 7 years today. And for us, it's going to be 6 years. We start our seventh year. And for you, you've completed seven. You're starting your eighth, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah. That's how we celebrate it. When we do our program on the last Tuesday in September, that's when we kick off year seven. And today you're kicking off year eight because it's your seventh anniversary. I got to tell you, Matt, it's been great. You've always been on Fridays. I've got to tell you, Coffee always sends me messages about your program. Just, where's Matt? What's going on? Where is he? Or, why does Matt always disappear from the chat room? What's up with that? Why do you always disappear from the chat room?
Well, because, no, it always does that. I don't know why it does that. And I'm like, because DDP always tells me, don't you, DDP? Always tells me in the chat room, like, hey, you need to refresh the page. There's a lot more people in here that you're not acknowledging. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, let me refresh the page. So I refresh the page, and it comes out. And, I mean, that happened a few weeks ago. I was like, ah, there you are, Coffee, finally. He's like, about time. I was like, ah, shut up.
Yeah, he always tells me. And let me tell you, Coffee only talks about two people, and it's you and Tanya. So it's pretty good. He always wants to know where Tanya is, and he always wants to know where Matt is. So he always has his priorities straight. He's probably working right now, and that's why he's not here. But, gee, Matt, I didn't realize you actually have another caller, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna take that call right now. I believe it's the one and only Eric Williams. Eric, are you on the line? And don't pull
you
any of your...
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. It wouldn't be an anniversary show without the one and only me. It wouldn't be an anniversary show.
Okay.
Because honestly, I've been what, before, like 4 years with hanging around?
Something like that, yeah.
4 years, man. This is fucking nuts. I mean, we've seen some crazy shit go down in 4 years. I mean, those jerk-offs that we used to run, you know, be on the show with you, to the passing of Michael Porter. Yeah, I think
just
a lot. I think it's actually been 5 years, maybe.
Maybe. I'll have to look into that.
Been around 5 years, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I figured I'd call, and I was actually, like, thinking, I was like, man, I hope it's, like, not, I hope it wasn't, like, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Not 10 p.m. Pacific, not 10 p.m. I thought you were starting at, like, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then I was like, wait, no. And it's, like, 10 p.m. Eastern until 11 or 12 p.m. Eastern. So I figured I'd call in and, you know, I just got off work a little bit ago, came home, showered, and so. But no, it's just always good to, you know, do some stuff with you and always, you know, call in. I mean, I was calling in every week, you know, for a little bit there. Then I went through some personal issues and, you know, handling that and had to take a break. But, no, it's just. Always a good time hanging out with you guys. And Roger, you've been, you know, real supportive of Matt. And, you know, even when I was doing my stuff, it's, you know, you've been real supportive. So, thank you.
Eric, did you happen to hear the whole part about you? Fourth?
No, I just started listening to the show. Like, I just started listening. Like I said, I just got a
lot. Oh, you'll have to. Yeah, you can go back and listen to the archives. Everybody's going to do that. We'll be downloading the show. Hearing about how Eric Williams forced me to sing to him on that one show for your birthday. Remember that?
Wait, was it on my show, or was it did you use the clip of when you sang on my show?
No, it was on mine.
I made you sing on another occasion to somebody else, but I was kind of glad you didn't use that clip because that part, those people aren't even in my life anymore. So.
No. From one of my shows, so. Yeah.
I made a tweet sing to a girl one time, and, you know, it was pretty funny.
I don't remember.
You definitely did.
I did?
Yeah, you did. On my show. You called in that one time. Remember the show was like we were having technical difficulties, and I just had you sing because it was her birthday. And I was like, Matt, sing happy birthday. And you did. Of course, but it was a good guy. You know, I was thinking about this, right? Hey, Roger.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to say, you know, maybe, Eric, he may have missed his calling. Maybe he should have been a lounge singer, or maybe he should have gone try to cut an album or something, dude. You never know.
I'll tell you this right now, Roger. If anybody should have a change of thing, it's going to be week one of football season when me and you go up against each other in the fantasy football league.
That's tomorrow. It starts tomorrow, doesn't it?
Week one, it's me and you. First week of the season, it's me and you. And I'm just letting you know, I don't want to hear any crying or any complaining when I just run the table on you, okay? Because you got to be a fair sport, okay?
Wow. All right, Eric. Well, I'm glad you laid the gauntlet down and the line is drawn in the sand and all that stuff. So that's good. I hadn't checked the schedule, but all right, Eric, that's fine. All I have to ask is, where is the man of the hour? Where is Matt Alvarez? Why doesn't he have a team in the league?
Because he doesn't, I don't know. He didn't respond to any messages.
Wait. What messages? I've never gotten any messages.
I invited
okay,
you to
don't...
Fantasy Football League. I texted you. I Facebook messaged you. And okay. I've seen you see he sees
Eric,
the messages. And you could
do
see,
you
know,
have any? Do you have room for any more players or no?
No, it's
that's
a 10-team league. I'm sorry, unless somebody pulls out the last second.
Okay,
then, you know.
Matt. I'm going to invite Matt Alvarez to go in with me as co-owner. So if
wow.
Matt wants to do it,
you
both Matt and I will form a football team and we'll be at it. What do you say, Matt? The draft is tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Wow.
What do you think?
Wow, you're both going to be a bunch of,
Hey, look, Eric, first of all, you really want to start talking crap? All right, let's see. When was the draft scheduled? Last week. And then it was moved to Monday, and then it was moved again. Who's the one that's nervous now, pal?
No, I'm just saying when five people can't make the draft, you know, I don't want to have a five-team league.
Yeah, well, I was able to make it on Monday, and then I get notified with less than 24 hours that the draft's been moved to Tuesday.
Hey, business works crazy fucking shit. I didn't mean to do it like that. It just it happened, so. Oh, well.
Anyway, Matt, I invite you to join my team. We can even call it the Giants or the Raiders or the A-Holes.
No,
that might be good.
No, yeah, that's a good team. Or the Crybaby Club.
Why do you get the impression that we're going to be crybabies about this?
Oh, well, I don't know. But,
All right, Eric. You want to talk smack? We'll do it, but it starts tomorrow. Matt, hopefully you can make it. I think it would be great. I'm going to email you the stuff for the draft. It's at 6 p.m. Maybe you can make it tomorrow.
The reason, gentlemen, why I don't get into that because I use the word live on the air. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's forget about all that. But the reason why I don't do that because I don't really understand fantasy football stuff and I'm not really worried about it. So
yeah, like I understand football, right? Yeah, of course you understand football. Yeah, okay. That's why
I know. Of course,
Eric, if you're gonna brag about beating me up, wow, dude, wow. Yeah, that. That's going to be like an 18-year-old going to play with a 5-year-old, whatever. But Matt and Eric, doesn't matter if Matt's in or not, I'm in. I've played fantasy football before. And the only other time I played, I did go to the Super Bowl, and I did lose the Super Bowl. So maybe it was beginner's luck, maybe not. I'm in. We'll see you tomorrow, and we're playing game one, pal.
Before I lose my train of thought, I think it would be good for one of these anniversaries. I told you this last year, and you didn't, you know, of course you didn't listen, but I think you should do an anniversary of all your episodes ever and go back and look at all the episodes because you don't just go off of what happened in the previous year. You had some good shit, like, happen in the past years, so it'd be good to look back at, like, the old years and have that for the anniversary show. I was very, unless you did, and I'm not paying attention, but.
Well, just go back and listen, because now it should be archived soon. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. Wow, I mean, I was shocked and surprised at how many people said, we're going to be checking it out tonight. I mean, we've even got whoever.
Yeah, a shitload of people, like, messaging, like on the page, the Sports Opinions Show fan page on Facebook. I was like, holy shit, like people are like, oh shit, it's on tonight? Like maybe it's like people were like tuning in because it's a Monday and you know, they didn't, you know, different timing. They wanted to know what, you know, was going on, you know.
Yeah,
and,
well, you know, nothing's really
can't
good
on Fridays.
Nothing's really good on TV on Mondays anyway. I mean, shoot, Law and Order is always reruns all night long on USA. Nobody cares about that.
Well, Monday Night Raw's on, but who cares about that?
Yeah, I can always recap and watch that on YouTube if when I need to for my reports on Fridays.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, look,
but
Eric, I am looking forward to this. I want to thank you for the invite on the league. I am down. I am serious.
It's going to be a fun time.
Heck yeah. And Eric, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter whether I win or lose, I'm there to the end. I'm one of those. And that's the point.
You know, it's all in fair game. Everybody knows that. Like, basically, if you're invited to my league, if you're invited in the league, you're my friend. So, I mean, hell, like, there's this dude that used to do Blog Talk Radio, and I was friends with him when he was doing shows. This was like 5 years ago. His name's Adam Edwards. But, like, I haven't talked to him in years. And, like, I randomly sent him a Facebook message about the league. And then ever since then, we just started, like, bullshitting again. Like, we used to talk on the phone for hours. And, like, he lives in New Mexico. So it's like, I never met this dude, but, like, all of a sudden I invite him to the league, and he's, like talking like crazy now. So it's pretty nuts.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Eric, Matt, I am also going to let you go. I do have to get some stuff. Look, Matt, no matter what, I think Eric has a great idea. Maybe you should go back further and do some stuff. But, Matt, thank you. You did a great job tonight.
Well,
a lot of fun.
Roger, before you leave, I want to let you know, to let the big dog know that, you know that part where I said that, you know, big dog sucks and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the original edit for that, and I should have left it in there, but I took it out. I don't know why. The original edit was, you big dog, you stupid son of a bitch.
That's good. You should have put it in there. I think it's funny what you did as it is. I thought it was great because, look, everyone knows I did what I did, but I've let it go. It's everyone else that has done it. And, Matt, the only reason why we do it again, and if I'm repeating, I'm sorry, is because you're so easy to get along with. You're such a good soul. And you're a lot of fun, man. And that's what it is. And I'm honored and privileged that you continue your program here with us. And Matt, thank you for what you did today. It was fun. I heard last year's. I heard this year's now. Just a rumor, man. I'm trying to keep them in their place. They're the ones out of control. Matt, I look forward to what's going to be happening in your eighth year. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm in for that ride. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Roger. Take care. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, can you believe it? Another year of the anniversary fun is over. Matt Broderick, Roger, the entire NDB Media family, Eric Williams, Craig Brooks at the group, always calling me up and making sure I'm still okay and, you know, haven't lost it or anything. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, this has been awesome. But hey, you know, since I went ahead and made the show longer than it was, just in case, but we don't need to worry about that now. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, I am on every Friday. We'll be on again this Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in because you never know what else is going to happen from the world of sports and pro wrestling. I thank all of you very much for tuning in and being a part of this. You guys, this is your show, the Sports Opinion Show. Belongs to all of you. I'm just the mouthpiece for it. That's all. That is it. That is, once again, as I said on the anniversary show, that is the truth from Matt Alvarez. DDP, that's all right. Don't worry about it. DDP said it's 10:55 p.m. here in Texas. Wow. I wish time would speed up because it's only going to be 9 p.m. here in California, guys. So to my friends down under, you know, everyone all over the world tuning in, downloading the shows. And man, seriously, you guys are the best. You are the best of the best people I've ever met, and I hope to meet more people. We'll see what happens. I can't wait to find out what really happened with this anniversary show. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and end 30 minutes than what we originally intended. So it's okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. So take care, and we'll see you all Friday afternoon. Get ready. I'm sure I'll have lots to say about sports and wrestling together, along with you. Take care, everybody. And once again, I love all of you. You're all just very cool people to see every week. Every week. Take care, and I will see you all on Friday again, twice in the same week. Peace. I'm out.
Getting to the top rope, and he's in it. Frog splash. Come on, Eddie. Get it. Do it. Two.
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.